97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck coming at you live from Twin Tech Aura Studios here at University Place, joined by Victor Lewis this morning to catch us up on everything that's trending out there in the world. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm pretty good. I have to ask you a question because I spend a lot of time on the internet and I need to know how much you personally like or dislike James Corden. I've realized that some social behaviors that I'm used to on the internet are not appropriate in real life.
I don't understand the hatred for James Corden. He's fine. He's a very, like, affable, likable person who supports people around him or seems to. He has a background in musical theater. He loves that. I mean, I like the guy. I don't understand why people hate him so much.
Okay. Well, we're going to move past that then. And instead, we're going to talk about the
No. Go back. Are you about to rag on James Corden?
I could have ragged more on James Corden.
Why are you ragging on James Corden? So in some fairness, his scene in Cats the movie was one of the two worst scenes in Cats the movie.
It always comes back to Cats.
But other than that, like, I think he's fine. Like, I don't know what the deal is with him.
He is a perfectly safe, board-approved comedian for a lot of applications.
I mean, so is Jim Gaffigan, but he doesn't get the hatred that James Corden does.
It depends on where you hang out. But what I want to talk about is the Tom Cruise.
Are you suggesting that there is a sizable anti-Jim Gaffigan contingent?
There is a sizable anti-Jim Gaffigan.
Really, if I
contingent.
Google Jim Gaffigan or do a Twitter
it's going to be a little harder to find than
James
Corden.
Yeah, see, that's the part that I'm talking about.
All you have to do is type in James Corden, and you will be inundated.
Like, there's a billion people on Twitter. You can find 10 people who are saying anything, and then you can make a big story about it saying, oh, man, Twitter is blowing up against Jim Gaffigan when it's actually 10 people. But James Corden, the hatred is bigger, and I don't get it.
Yeah, it's sort of a cat on Reddit scenario. Here, look, this is not what I wanted to do, but I guess this is what we're doing now. What's trending? James Corden. James Corden and nothing else is what's trending. There are enough anecdotes from people on the internet to where it has established a pattern that in his personal life, James Corden is an absolutely terrible person.
All right.
So people tend to take that personally with the development of parasocial relationships. You see a whole bunch of people saying, oh yeah, I met James Corden, I saw James Corden, I did this thing, James Corden's at this restaurant, and you get story after story after story, and people will eventually develop a dislike for a person they don't even know.
Okay.
You put that on top of, I mean, the joke-stealing behavior is not necessarily uncommon in comedic circles. James Corden has been sniped a lot for a lot of joke stealing. A lot of people find him insipid and uninspired. Plus, there was sort of like a perfect storm scenario where people from the UK, when he moved here and took over the Late Late Show, there was like a hashtag in Britain that was trending of just like, good riddance, James Corden. Y'all can have him now. We're done with him. We've exported him to the United States. And that led to more people asking questions. Who was James Corden and why should I care about him? It just spun itself up into this machine that perpetuates forever.
Anyway, I have no opinion about James Corden. See, why is he in the news?
My only opinion is because he took over the Late Late Show, and I'm a big Craig Ferguson guy.
Yeah. Craig Ferguson was great.
Craig Ferguson was great.
We can like multiple people.
I mean, no, I can't. I only like one person
and
at a time.
And you've chosen
when we're
Craig
doing
Ferguson
trends, you're
specifically?
You're the only person that I like. When I leave this room, I have to choose another person, Aaron. I'm sorry.
So right now, you only like me.
That's correct.
Therefore, you hate everyone else.
That's right.
Tweet something nasty about Craig Ferguson right now.
I will. That skeleton was lame. Down with Jeff.
I don't see typing. I see talking and no typing. Unless you are voice to text, which I know you're not.
Craig Ferguson was lame. Tweet. Done. I did it.
Good.
Here, it's a visual medium for us because we're here. Right there.
Nice.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Happened.
Thank you.
Yeah, ask me to do something. It happens right here today.
Let that be the most viral thing you ever post.
I would be so sad.
40,000 comments.
I would be so upset. But yeah, I wanted to talk about James Corden, not because the world hates him, but because this is how I learned that Tom Cruise actually knows how to fly planes. He is a pilot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not necessarily like a Harrison Ford, like Bush pilot. Like, Tom Cruise has infinite amounts of money. And he went on the Late Late Show and took James Corden in a flight in like an old probably a replica P-51 Mustang, but if you have enough money, it can be enough. Like, you can have a real one Tom Cruise if you want. But then also they land that and then go up in, like, a trainer jet and fly around a little bit. And I was initially going to dunk on this because I saw the, GIFs and videos, and it was a prop plane. I was like, that's not a jet. All this talk about jet fueled. He takes him for a ride in a jet, and then the last minute of the clip is in a jet.
In an actual jet.
That's how I sort of went down the rabbit hole a little bit to learn that Tom Cruise, after Top Gun, was sort of just like, well, I'm famous. I have a good amount of money. And if I'm going to be famous for being in the plane movie, maybe I should learn how to fly. That's literally his story for it. If I'm going to be famous for being in the plane movie, then I should learn how to fly planes.
All right. If that's the case, does he also know how to mix fancy drinks? Because he got famous for
and
cocktail,
also
too.
And represent in court. Like, he has a lot. Yeah.
Is he a lawyer? Right.
He has a lot of things on his to-do list, skills he needs to acquire in order to rival Keanu Reeves in the acquisition of film-based talents.